Good morning, KKXX listeners. Welcome to Christ Today, your informative, encouraging show where we talk about the greatness of our God and the grace of our God, the goodness of the things that He's doing in and through the lives of people in our community. And today we're going to be just talking with you about the 40 Days for Life. Our guest is Leslie Faust and Mary, what was your last name?
Murphy Waldorf.
Okay. And we're going to be speaking about what the 40 Days for Life is. So do you guys want to get started with that?
Yes. I'd like to say what exactly is 40 Days for Life.
Yeah, that would be the first question. What is 40 Days for Life?
It's a wonderful prayer campaign that started in 2007 that basically allows communities to come together and pray for the end of abortion. And how we do that is in three methods or three components. The first one, of course, is the most important because what has God asked us to do? Talk to Him, which is praying. So we ask people to pray and fast for the end of abortion in our town. And then the second component is actually the prayer vigil out at the sidewalk of Planned Parenthood. And that's where you pray for all the people who are driving up and down or people who are on the sidewalks and the people who are going in and out of the Planned Parenthood business and for the people who are working there or are affiliated in any way because everybody has woundedness in one way or another. And so that is a huge witness out on the sidewalk. And then the third component is the community aspect where we end up doing mainly education for anybody and everybody who will listen, pretty much, of how incredibly special they are because all of us are gifts from God. Amen. I mean, He created every one of us.
That is correct.
In His image and likeness. And so everybody is special. And so that therefore, we want education of how incredible they are and that God has a plan for them, no matter what their situation is. So those are the three components.
I would agree with you. That is correct. So what do we want to go to next? How does it work? How does 40 Days for Life work in Chico?
Well, in Chico, basically, we've chosen the Planned Parenthood. We could have chosen the other abortion clinic that is in town, which is on Humboldt. But we chose Planned Parenthood because they are federally funded and state funded by what? Our tax dollars. Mm. And so this is something that whether you want to be involved with the abortion industry or not, we all are by the fact that we pay taxes. So it's, and in addition, we're talking about, you know, 6 to 7, and at some points we had 15 abortions per week. You're talking about a kindergarten class.
Outrageous.
Every month.
That's just crazy.
So there's a lot of death going on here. And more than that, it's the mothers who undergo this are wounded now. Whether they planned to be or not, they thought it was going to be no big deal. But then you've got a lot of people who are walking around, walking wounded. So what we do here in Chico, basically, is we pray for the end of abortion in our town. And we do that through, you know, a Facebook page. We do that. We have the 40daysforlife.com/Chico site where people can join the vigil. And it, you know, one of the things that people often ask is, well, who's running this? And God is. This is God allowing us to partake in His work, being at the foot of His cross, being a witness to the children who are being killed and for the mothers who are being wounded.
That's really good. Why do you think Chico? Oh, I don't think we introduced me.
Yeah,
we?
I said you. Once again, Sonia.
That was the first one.
Sonia, this is this is Sonia speaking, and she happens to be the better half of Tori, who's not here today, and he's leaving me in the agony of, no, not the agony, and the wonderful blessings of three women in the studio. So go ahead, Sonia.
Tori's my better half, and he'd probably say I'm his better half. So it's really well balanced. We're allies. We're allies for the kingdom. Thank you, Curtis. Mary, tell me, why do you think Chico needs a 40 days of life or for life?
Well, one of the things that we found out, to be honest, at first, I just went down to the Walk for Life in San Francisco several years ago, actually 6 years ago, and we heard about how do you end abortion in your town? Because really, that's where it's affecting you. It's not being affected the Supreme Court. There's not abortions being done there, even though they made the decision to allow it. It's not being done in the halls of Congress. Where is it being done? right here in Chico. And we are, unfortunately, per capita, we go back and forth between Humboldt and us, the highest per capita number of abortions.
And that's in Butte County.
In California.
We are the highest number of abortions?
It goes back and forth between us and Humboldt in terms of per capita.
That's crazy.
The thing is, we have a college town, both Butte College and Chico State, that, you know, who are the age groups that are mostly affected? The high school and the college girls. And they're preyed upon. I'm sorry. It's a business. Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, want that quick fix. And so instead of really ministering to people to say, what is God's plan for you? Instead, it's, oh my gosh, I'm panicked. I don't know what to do. So everybody goes, well, quick fix. Mm-hmm. So here in Chico, it's paramount that we stop this because so many people are affected.
Mm, I love that you mention about caring for those that are wounded, because many times people don't realize that when this type of thing happens, abortion, the people are left with like this void. And there's a lot of women that I've met personally that have... had to deal and overcome this grief. I don't know if they've ever really overcome it, but just kind of try to fill it with life and just make sense of it all, you know, being lost at that moment. So I really do commend you for saying that we do need to love the people that are having these, because it's not, you know, hate begets hate, and we need to love and bring life into the situation. I just really commend what you ladies are doing here. Next question would be, how do people sign up to pray on the sidewalk in front of Planned Parenthood? Is there a process that they need to go or look into?
It's really simple. You just go on the internet, and it's 40 days, DAYSFORLIFE. So 40daysforlife.com, and 40/Chico will get you onto the Chico site. And basically you have to ask to be, you know, a part of it. And so they'll ask for your name and you know, a password and information to sign up. And then you'll be allowed to pick any day you want and any hour that you want on the site. So, you know, there, to be honest, we have it scheduled from 6 a.m. until 7 o'clock at night every day of the week from February 10th, which is coming up real quick, to March 20th. But there are times when people feel called to go out at night. Praise God, go out and do it. And really, it's a holy hour with God.
Yes.
Because what did he ask us at the Garden of Gethsemane? Will you not pray for me, with me, for 1 hour?
That's
all we're asking.
That's nothing, folks. That's
really
nothing.
And for those who don't have the internet, you can call Mary at 530-345-345. 8638, and she'll set up a login for you and make sure that we can count the number of people that are out there. Oftentimes people will ask us for statistics, and it's just really good and encouraging to know that there may be anywhere from 2 to 10 people out there any 1 hour.
That's great. Leslie, next question for you. What positive results have you seen from 40 Days for Life here in Chico?
Well, not only are people turning away and not going to their appointments, the individuals that go out there, we're actually blessed. Oftentimes people are a little fearful of, you know, maybe getting flipped off or cut, you know, cussed out, that sort of thing, and that happens very seldom. We have people honking and waving and joining us to pray. So not only are our hearts somewhat renewed, and we know that we're doing God's work out there, more than one person who had been contemplating abortion as many as 2 years ago will come up and say, look, I have these toddlers. There was a set of twins that were saved in the past year.
Wow. And mind you, that's not because they may not have talked to anybody out there. Just the presence of people praying touches people's hearts.
And I think just that alone, it's about being the change. Amen. And I think a lot of times people get confused with needing to defend the Bible or defend Christ, and we don't. We're supposed to represent. We're supposed to be there and embrace them right where they're at and hold them during this confusing and emotional time. I mean, I have a friend who's close to me, and she went through that as a teen pregnancy, and she told me that her son, who she didn't abort because people loved her to just give her that support she needed right at that moment, and her son told her, and it gets me emotional, but he said, Mom, thank you for not aborting me. Thank you. And I thought, man, how many opportunities like that, like, can we give these people just by being there and just saying, you are loved, you are special, you are significant to the kingdom, and I'm here for you. can I pray with you? Can I hold you? And that's it. Just love them where they're at. Don't condemn them. Don't shame them because they're confused and they're lost. And this is when the body of Christ needs to get out there and just wrap their arms around these confused ladies, young ladies, and just hold them.
You know, I want to bring up that it's not just ladies that are affected.
Yes.
In fact, to be honest, I got involved because of a young man who was in agony, bawling his eyes out in the college because his girlfriend was taken by his mother and her mother to end the life of their child while he was out on a business trip.
Mm.
And he never got over it, you know, and it's something his, and he's this person has, he would give you the shirt and the coat and the pants and anything else you needed off of him so that you would, I mean, he's an amazing young man. And, but the hole in his heart was huge. And this is somebody who was not a believer at all. He's an atheist. He had no knowledge of God whatsoever. And yet he knew that that child was a child and was his child. And he had no say over the fact that that child was.
And that's why we have so many walking wounded, both men and women.
No, ladies, I'm so glad that was Mary speaking earlier about the gentleman that had a hole in his heart. And that's a really good point, Mary, to bring up and Leslie, because I think that a lot of times we don't consider how it does affect the men as well. I was a partaker in the call in Nashville, 7707, and they did this whole thing where they had people pray and just release that hurt that they had been holding up. And there was nearly 100,000 people just crying out to God, and it was really powerful to see all the men stand up unashamed, just wanting that forgiveness, wanting that hole or that pain to just be healed in Jesus. And it was powerful for me to see all of these men cry out. I see the women cry, but to see men literally crying to the point that I thought this is what it must have been for that lady with the alabaster box, just laying it out and just weeping everything out, just releasing all of that hurt, all of that pain. And we forget that. We forget that men are a part of this, too. It takes two. So thank you for bringing that up. I think that's going to reach a lot of people.
Like I said, he was the one that touched me.
So if somebody's out there and they might be interested in, when does the next 40 Days for Life prayer vigil begin and end? So who would like to address that?
Well, it begins on February 10th, which is this coming Wednesday, and it ends on March 20th. And on February 6th, actually today, Saturday, February 6th at 2 p.m., we'll be at Our Divine Savior Church for our kickoff, which starts off the prayer vigil. And the room that we'll be in is called the Knights of Columbus Room, and it's at 566 East Lassen Avenue in North Chico. And if you need more information, you can call Mary at 530-345-8638. And we're going to have just light refreshments. Oftentimes we'll have a story about that people will tell who've been on the sidewalk frequently. And it's where you can pick up literature to hand out to your friends and just find out more about 40 Days for Life. We'll do a few role plays so that people are comfortable if somebody comes up and talks to them on the sidewalk, which is pretty common these days.
The other thing that we do with the kickoff is there's materials that we have. Again, we've talked about the community outreach, educating people. And so we've gathered literature that's helpful for people who are out there, what they can hand out to somebody. For instance, you know, all the pregnancy centers that are around Butte County and that are free of charge. There's no fee whatsoever. And they're in existence because of the goodness of all of our hearts to reach out to these women and men. And so we give out that kind of literature. So it's really easy. It's like in a, like a
business card size. Yeah.
Yeah. So that you can have it in your pocket and just, you know, hand it out. And it's beautiful because those kinds of pieces of literature are really powerful. I'll never forget this one man going, what do I want this for? He was an older gentleman that I happened to see at church. I said, I'll take it anyway. And mostly because I was so nervous, I didn't know what to do. But anyway, he came back the following week, and he said, you know, I took that card thinking, this is stupid. What am I going to do with this? I don't know anybody who is pregnant or that age group. I'm an old man. But when he was in the bank, he was listening to a woman in front of him who was talking to the teller about, oh my gosh, my daughter's pregnant. We don't know what to do. So he was bold enough to walk up and said, you know, ma'am, I didn't mean to hear, but, you know, I heard, and I think this card is for you to give to your daughter.
Is that not amazing?
So, you know, God has a plan.
Yeah, he always does.
In spite of our, you know, not knowing what it is or can't figure out, but it's beautiful. And this man was like, he was kind of stubborn taking the card, to be honest. And he admitted it when he came back. He goes, sorry, I was kind of rude, but...
I don't mean to stop you guys. Well, we got to go to break. We'll be back.
It's back. You thought you got rid of it, but it's back. It just won't leave you alone. The electricity bill is here. But this month is different. You did something about it. And ever since you made that one phone call to Tori with Vivint Solar, your bills are almost 50% less than before. And it cost you nothing to get started. No expensive equipment, no installation cost, nothing. Just a call to Tori with Vivint Solar at 864-1111. For a free in-home evaluation, call Tori with Vivint Solar today at 864-1111 and take control of your electricity bill. 864-1111.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Christ Today. Our guests, Leslie Foss and Mary, I have a hard time pronouncing her last name.
It's all right, Murphy Waldorf.
Murphy Waldorf, and we are going to be discussing now at this point in the segment, we're going to be talking about the statistics in regards to the 40 days of life. So why don't we go with statistics?
Well, currently, there in February 2016, there are 607 cities, including in foreign countries. And to date, we are aware of 11,165 babies who were spared from abortion, 127 abortion workers who had a change of heart and quit their jobs, as well as 64 abortion centers that have closed their doors forever. And this is all since
that's incredible.
40 Days for Life started.
That's
incredible.
That's reason to celebrate.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, it is. I agree. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's what we teach our girls. We say amen, then we shout hallelujah as loud as we can. They love it. They look
hallelujah.
They look forward to it every month. Amen. Wait. Okay, here it comes. Hallelujah. Okay, and so where are we at right here?
We're still discussing statistics, are we not?
I think we can move on number eight.
Number eight. Okay, does it help for folks to pray from home?
Actually, it does. For those people, there are people who, you know, can be out on the sidewalk and be present. But there's also people, such as people who are shut-ins, who cannot go out on the sidewalk. But they are super important because we need you to pray for the people who are physically out there. Remember, we're all a body of Christ, and we're all part of the communion. And so we really need that extra prayer. And people have asked me, Mary, can you please get somebody to pray for me while I'm out there? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. So we ask people who are in, you know, whatever their situation is at home, whether, you know, if they can't come out, if they've got a bunch of kids and they can't come out because they're busy being a mom, which is awesome, or they're working at certain times, please pray. And, you know, you can put, that's what your timer's for.
That's
on your,
right.
You know, the hourly ring on your watch. Every time that hour goes off, say a prayer for the people out there.
That's really good. I want to, while we're on this topic, Leslie and I were speaking about this earlier, the 40 Days of Life is actually a devotional, like the book. And when I first heard about it at the Women's Resource Clinic Fall Banquet, I wasn't aware that it was an actual 40 days of prayer and devotional. So what I did, which would kind of take away those excuses on not being able to pray, but on iBooks, you can get the book on iBooks. And upload it to either a Kindle app or your phone. I have it on my iPhone, so I take the devotional with me everywhere. It's so easy to do. You just read your scripture, understand the meaning behind it, and then it has the prayer already done for you. And I think it's just awesome. It's just great. So I just want everyone out there to know you can go and buy it on iBooks, the 40 Days for Life devotional.
Awesome.
And be a part of it and start today.
That's one of the things that's also, when you sign up for 40 Days for Life, go onto the email, you will get a daily devotional that the 40 Days for Life crew sends you if you ask for to be signed up for the email. Even if you don't sign up for the prayer hours. Did I really say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Still sign up for the prayer
hours. You forget what you said, huh?
But to be honest, they're really powerful, and they're from people all over the nation and now all over the world.
Mm. This is wonderful to hear.
So let's talk about the next question I want to throw out there is, how does a person sitting at home thinking about it, how do they donate money to you guys for this project? How do they donate?
To be honest, I'm always uncomfortable about this. But anyway,
that's all right.
What
it's
we
just
do,
the vehicle to I get know, it done. That's
know,
all it is.
But it's just, what we ask people to do is write a check to St. John the Baptist Church and put on the notation, the comment part, 40 Days for Life. And that goes solely into a fund that basically helps us pay for the 40 Days for Life. And some of the fees that are involved, first of all, we use it for the literature that we hand out, and we use it for the actual signing up, which is $197 each time we do it.
Hmm.
So, I mean, we're an incredibly low budget, and it's been great. If you're uncomfortable with a check, then you can always hand it to somebody out there on the sidewalk who's praying. Say, give this for the 40 Days for Life.
That's wonderful. So, that's a great way.
I have a question that I'm going to throw in there, though. What is up with the giveaways, like the bumper stickers and stuff like that? I mean, couldn't the funds be used for, and are they not used for other things that are essential besides just that? I mean, because if somebody's sending money to you guys, I want to make sure that their money's going for a good cause. And it's good to give them away gifts and free stuff, but is there other essentials that they can be expecting for it to cover as well?
Well, that's what the pamphlets and the literature that we hand out, that's what it's for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those other things, usually somebody says, I want this to go for that.
Okay.
And so on the premise that, I mean, if it sits in somebody's garage, that's kind of useless.
Yeah.
As opposed to if somebody is moved by a sticker or bumper sticker, then they'll, again, pray more.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So it's again, it's encouraging communication with God, really. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's excellent. The reason why I think it's excellent is because we're visual people.
Absolutely.
And to have that visual stimulation to make you sit and think, you know, what does that mean? Oh, whether you know, because I think it was a Tertullian quote that said the first reaction to truth is hatred. Either people are going to love it or they're going to hate it. But when that hate starts, it stirs something up in them to really kind of try to discover an authentic truth and see what the meaning is behind this. So I think it's an excellent addition to give people like brochures, T-shirts and stuff. I mean, I've had a friend, his dad was a pastor, and he would always wear shirts that said some kind of scripture or something that would make people laugh. Yeah. And it would really kind of break that barrier, you know? And they would be like, what does that shirt mean? What does this mean? And, well, let me tell you about it. You know, do you got time? Do you got time, he would say. And he would just bring them in and just love them. And, I mean, there were so many salvations made just by little visual stimulation here and there. So I think that's great. I kind of want to learn a little bit more about Planned Parenthood and you guys getting out there and praying in front of Planned Parenthood. Why do we do this? Explain like the whole reason to pray for Planned Parenthood, those in Planned Parenthood, whether the workers, and you were telling me a little bit about it earlier, actually Leslie was, but I want the listeners out here to really see the heart behind it. And so we'll direct this to Leslie. So you could just share a little bit about that, about the importance of loving everyone in this situation.
As a post-abortion survivor, I guess you would call me, before I became a Christian, I aborted baby, pretty much my own decision. And this was before Planned Parenthood existed and before taxpayer dollars were paying for those abortions. Mm. And now that over half a billion dollars of tax dollars goes to Planned Parenthood, it seems like people want more of a say in this. And Planned Parenthood accepts tax dollars to abort babies. They say that they're doing good things because they also give pap smears and those sorts of things. But we really don't need Planned Parenthood because we have perfectly capable county medical centers. And not only do they perform surgical and RU486 morning after pill abortions, they prey on young people through educational programs in the schools and youth organizations, and they simply are everywhere where youth are. and they provide substandard condoms, which will fail, so that there'll be more abortions, because abortions is how Planned Parenthood makes money.
That's correct.
So they're targeted because we are paying them to re-educate our children to basically perpetrate evil, and that evil has spread all over the world. There is abortions happening, as far as I know, in almost all countries of the world, including third world countries.
One of the difficulties that we're finding is that, in fact, at the Walk for Life, there was an amazing woman who talked about how her country, I think it was Nigeria, was affected, because they do have times where they have famines, they do have medical issues that come up. And frankly, they are being inhibited from accepting funds for medical care and food if they do not accept abortion. That is in the, this is, yeah.
That's enough to make your blood boil.
And she begged us as a nation, please stop, you stop Planned Parenthood and we will come up. But if you continue this, we will, as a whole global community, go down. So they are terrified of this.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think there's so many people that are asleep that don't realize that they're asleep. And I think I would be one of them that was very asleep and not kind of almost walking with my fingers. I think Misty Edwards has a song, people walking around with their fingers in the air singing da-da-da-da. And they don't want to hear this stuff. They don't, because it makes it uncomfortable. It's not politically correct. It might offend people. We might step on some sanctified toes.
We're judging.
And it goes on like this, right?
We're judging. We're being critical.
And I just kind of say, just to boldly continue speaking truth, but to the listeners out there, I just want to challenge you to start researching what these aborted babies and these, you think that just baby parts are the first thing. It digs into vaccines. It digs into so much more than you realize. And it is got, it's like this evil claws into our system. And a part of it, it's kind of like the Matrix. It's like, you don't want to see it, but it's out there, people. And we need to stop it. This is, you know, Jesus and Matthew was talking about hate and murder and murder and hate. It's all the same thing. If you hate, that's just as bad as murder. And we need to bring life and light to this situation. However possible, if you're not able to financially give, then you can get on your knees and you can pray. You can pray for a hedge of protection for these people that are praying for Planned Parenthood and putting themselves out there to physically be there. If you can't, or if you can, stop, you know, having your coffee, your daily coffee that you go through a drive-through and get, and say, you know what, I'm not going to get that today, because I'm going to put it into something where I know it's going to be useful for the kingdom's cause. And we need to just wake up from our sleep, people, and just seriously get out there and get involved. But I really do challenge you out there, listeners, research the horrific things abortion is doing to our country, but to doing to the body of Christ, to the church, to everything around the world. And we can be a part of it, a part of being against it, and standing for life. I should actually reiterate that. I don't think Christians should be synonymous with what they're against, but what they are for. And we are for life, we are for love, and we are for light.
Definitely.
I agree with that.
And online, you can look at PlannedParenthoodProject.com, as well as HopeAfterAbortion.org and OptionLine.org. And here's some statistics for you. In 2011, Planned Parenthood facilities performed 333,964 abortions, their largest annual total ever. This means they had committed 915 abortions every single day. And 92% of Planned Parenthood's pregnancy services were abortions. Planned Parenthood received $542 million in U.S. taxpayer funding, their largest total ever. And according to the Guttmacher Institute, Planned Parenthood's research arm, the median cost of an abortion is $451, and Planned Parenthood made over $147 million in revenue from 327,653 abortions in 2013.
That's just...
I know these numbers are crazy, but you really have to look at that. I mean, we're talking about, since 1973, over 57 million children have died.
So that, life doesn't matter anymore, apparently.
Well, when you think about, what do we teach our kids in school about the Holocaust? Mm. Why? Because it was horrific. And it was horrific. And it still is horrific.
But abortion's taking out more lives than the Holocaust.
Those are the greatest injustices.
Wow. It is the greatest injustice against human life.
Wow, right? That's just plain crazy.
Sad. That's just some pretty deep and that's pretty deep stuff. Thank you, Leslie, for that.
The hope of that is that there's this spring vigil that's coming up.
That's what I was going to say.
Please tell us about that.
So
February 10th, you know, February 10th is when it starts. And again, you're not going to see crowds out there. You're going to see ones and twos. In fact, we ask that if you want to do it, to please come out with another person just to be present. What does Jesus say? Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am. And this is for real. And so we ask people to come on out and don't be afraid if there's nobody else out there. Use that as your prayer time. Grab your Bible or whatever your devotional is for the day and spend that time instead of coffee or bring your coffee with you for that matter.
That's right.
But in that time period, this isn't a time period to chat. It's a time period to pray. And a lot of people have a hard time with that. But we do ask people to make sure that you have some pro-life resource numbers to hand out, which we'll have at the kickoff. Again, if you don't have them, come and find me or call me, and I will.
And that address again for the listeners that might have just joined us a little bit later for the vigil.
The vigil address is the 566. Oh, wait.
Which 40 one Days for Life.
The 40 Days for Life event. The vigil and the 40 Days of Life is two different.
Right. The vigil itself is out in the sidewalk.
Got it. Okay.
The kickoff is out at the Our Divine Savior at 566 East Lassen Avenue.
On February 6th.
On February 6th.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay, got it. So, sorry for that.
No, that's totally fine.
I was blending the two together.
But one of the things that we ask people to do, there's no bathrooms out there, so, you know, use a restroom before you go out. The parking on that area is not the greatest, so we ask people to park on Frontier Street.
Okay.
Also, City Light. The parking lot has allowed people to park there, which is across the street and down a little bit. It's actually at 3015 Cohasset Road. Then, again, there's no seating out there, so you have to be able to walk or stand on the sidewalk. And, again, be positive. You're talking about looking at the daughters and sons of God Most High.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really treating people with respect and the dignity. But we do ask people to bring their phones that have video capability. We've never had a problem. We are really peaceful. This is not a protest. And I want to repeat that. This is not a protest. It's a prayer vigil. And basically people are out there peaceful, but there are, you know, potential for people to get upset. And so what I would recommend people to do is if that happens, click on your phone immediately and record it. But like I said, we really haven't had any issues. In fact, the police have been awesome. They know that we're there. We let them know that it's starting and we never had a problem.
That's great. I'm glad that you reiterated that it is not a protest. It's a prayer vigil and there is power in collective prayer.
And there are times when people want to use a sign. In fact, children who come out who've made signs say choose life or you know, adoption, a loving option type thing. We ask people to bring positive signs. You know, choose life. Smile, your mom chose life. You know, things like that. And
you are loved.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, God is good. God is love. Hey. Profess it.
That's right. Yeah. And brings us to the next question. What if a person who doesn't believe in God, how can they get involved?
Well, we found out at the Walk for Life that Feminists for Life helped organize it. And I don't know about you, but my concept of feminists was, you know, not really good. I won't even go into that. But when you research it, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton both said, abortion is child murder.
Yeah,
so for those of you who are feminists or might be leaning that way, abortion is not one of the things that they promote because it so obviously kills the baby and devastates the woman emotionally and oftentimes physically as well.
Mm, that's good.
As well as we've also learned mostly at Walk for Life, which is in San Francisco, which is, as you can imagine, is very pro-choice. They don't often receive us well, and we really don't have a lot of detractors. What we've learned is there's Atheists for Life, Scientists for Life. There's all kinds of secular groups who know and realize that life begins at conception. And that's super encouraging.
That's very powerful, because it reminds me of when the disciples were like, Lord, Lord, there was a man over there that wasn't with us, and he was casting out in your name, and we rebuked him, and they were like so excited, and he's like, what? Come on. I mean, if they're not against us, they're for us. So
there you go.
Love them, and we're all on the same mission, the same, you know, like you join with the same mission and just keep moving forward together collectively again for the right reasons.
Truth is truth, amen. No matter
right?
what.
That's
and,
good.
And they can identify that. So we say welcome.
Absolutely.
And everyone's invited to the kickoff, yeah. whether they believe in God, think abortion's okay. We just want to be able to interact with people. We have all kinds of resources, people like me who've had experience with abortion. And we're just here to help and pray and reconcile with God.
Well, this is exciting and interesting. So what is the main goal of all the pro-life groups out there?
Oftentimes, having been a bookkeeper and working for nonprofit agencies, people think, oh, they're just in it for the money. Some have compassion. But with our current climate in our government, where people are fighting tooth and nail for every grant dollar, we don't take any money from the government.
Good.
And yet, when you think about a nonprofit, you can look at their salary schedules because they're all online. And in this case, because we want the scourge of abortion to end, we want to work ourselves out of a job, except for the crisis pregnancy centers. Because when Planned Parenthood or other abortion clinics close down, we need to provide emotional and practical support for the women who either are contemplating abortion or have had abortions. We all need to know and understand that our life has value. And recently, we found out about the Blossom and Bloom House, which will be one of the first maternity homes ever in Butte County. They will serve initially a young women in a day program where they can have high school classes, and ultimately will be a place where they can spend the night.
That's
and
wonderful.
We're excited
awesome.
About
that.
That's
exciting stuff.
That
so
exciting.
What was the name of that place again?
Blossom and Bloom, and you will be hearing a lot more. I'm sure that the founders will be on your radio station too.
And there are other groups that are starting to develop, and they're just working out their 501c3 type, or I don't know what you call that.
Nonprofit licenses. Status.
Yeah.
And thank you, Leslie.
Yeah.
to be able to house women at night and be transition homes for them. And it's amazing. The love of people and the willingness to serve in this fashion is huge. And I just, you know, when we first started 40 Days for Life, I prayed like, Lord, please, there's nothing out there for these women. Please, you know, get this together. And lo and behold, a gentleman walked up, and of course, Laura and Robert mm-hmm. Guthrie came up with the Blossom and Bloom House. And this other gentleman is putting together two homes that will be used for
That's
pregnant
awesome.
Women.
Awesome.
That is
Praise
amazing
God.
To hear.
We obviously have to mention the crisis pregnancy centers
yes.
in Butte
sure.
County. Women's Resource Clinic in Chico has been open for business for 20-plus years, and they are near Enloe Hospital. Then we have Caring
for... Actually on 2nd Avenue.
Yes, on 2nd Avenue. And we have Caring for Women in Oroville and CareNet Crisis Pregnancy Center in Paradise.
There's also the Birthright that's here in Chico as well. So there's, go ahead and list them.
Why don't we come back?
Yeah, we're going to go to the break and come back.
Okay, perfect.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
All right, we are back with our program, Christ Today, and our guest, Leslie Faust and Mary...
Murphy Waldorf.
I'm still having a hard time with that.
I just think it's taken me 30 years of marriage to be able to do it.
Waldorf salad is like my favorite. Waldorf,
their home so. Is the Waldorf. You're always
it.
Welcome.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to question 16 that we had for... tell us more about the recent Walk for Life in San Francisco.
Well, the Walk for Life... primarily looks at, of course, life issues. And so one of the speakers that was there, I already mentioned the woman from Nigeria, but also David DeLaden, which is, if please go to the site I Stand With David, for David.
With
I Stand
David.
With David. Because
.org.
I Stand With David.org, because this young man went into the Planned Parenthoods and basically he started the Center for Medical Progress, and that's another place, CMP.org, Center for Medical Progress. Please go to those sites. Watch those videos. If you think that what Planned Parenthood does is a good thing, please go to these sites, because they're not going to show you this. They're not going to tell you this. And all these women who are going in there, their children are being used.
Mm.
And it's pretty ugly. And this young man went in to expose this after seeing Lila Rose, who did the audios of the different Planned Parenthoods, and she dressed up as a
14 or 15-year-old pregnant girl. Yes.
And showed that they are involved with sex trafficking.
Really?
Absolutely, because they do not call. If somebody's 13 or 14 and goes in there, they don't ask them who it is. In fact, they tell them, don't tell me who it is. Again, this is all on video. This is all on audio. I'm not making this up. And I ask you, please, go to these sites and look at this, because if you're not convinced yet, you cannot be not convinced.
I don't know how a person wouldn't be convinced at this time in the interview that this is a serious...
It's a serious thing.
It's a crime. It's not just a thing. It's a crime. This is a criminal activity. You can take the life of one person, but if you take the life of two, you've murdered two people. But yeah, a woman can go out and have an abortion and it's okay. It's not okay, and we need to stand against it. And if we're not standing against it, there is a problem. I'm sorry, there's lots
of
problems.
Problem. Right.
But we don't want to be a part of it. We want to fix it. So the solution is here today. So folks, I hope you're being encouraged. I hope you're being challenged. But I hope you'll do something with us about this.
That's right. Thank you, Mary, for bringing that up. It's trafficking is another issue. And we'll definitely have to bring that to light in another show.
When I'm
sure.
gone, you can do that.
That's right.
So what are other ways people listening to CAB help promote a culture of life in Butte County?
Well, educating yourself is really important. I'd be surprised if almost every person listening to our voices has not experienced in some way even contact with a person who has aborted a child. Personally, my relationships since 1979 were very surface, and a person who has aborted their own child like I did without no one pressured me. It was my career that I thought was more important than this child's life. We tend to put up walls. So if you are a friend of a person like me who was not a believer and just tends to be really hard and just very hard to relate to, please pray for them and pray how that you might be able to reach them for Christ, because they need a lot of healing. I needed a lot of healing.
The other aspect of that, too, there's this idea in this country right now that adoption is worse than having a child.
How can that be possible?
You know, I ask myself that every day, but I hear it over and over again. So in the minds of people who have been talked to by Planned Parenthood, and when they've actually come out and talked to us and said, you guys, you know, you're part of the problem because babies will be abused. Well,
not always.
And actually rarely. But, I mean, not one abuse is not good. However, there are millions of parents who cannot have children, and some who can, who are more than willing to take these children. And the only stoppage point, at least in California, is, first of all, there are no children out there. I literally have people calling me from Oakland, from other places. Please, if there's a mother out there who cannot or will not, you know, raise her child, I will be the parent.
Mm.
So don't, please, if you have an unwed, you know, mother or somebody in crisis pregnancy, please let them know. There are pregnancy centers out there that can attach them to an adoption agency. That child will be taken care of and will be loved. And it doesn't, it can be a closed adoption, it can be an open adoption.
Mm.
But I tell you, talking to people who have made that choice to allow their child to be raised by somebody else, I'm not going to tell you that it's pain-free. It's not. However, they knew that they gave life to their child, and that child had a life that they may not have been able to have. You want to talk about an amazing honor? I mean, they're my heroes.
That's all right.
They are.
Yeah.
So I want people to get it in their minds. Just because you have a crisis pregnancy does that not mean you have to stay in crisis?
This is true. I kind of wanted to add him. I usually would come up with the question, well, what about these women that get raped? What about that, you know, the 1%? And I really do want to bring it up because...
Or a life and death situation.
Yeah, like Mary was, she kind of made reference to the sex trafficking. And the reason being is because my husband and I are adamant and we're modern day abolitionists and have been for over 10 years now. Once we discovered it, it was just our heart. So we got involved every way we could. And we developed, it's up and coming now, but Rain Freedom House. And it was a home, a safe home for these children to go. And when I lived in Atlanta and I first was during the call and during all these just different groups and activism, and I got a chance to work with a restoration home called Eden's House. And Eden's House took in these women that were either trafficked or one in particular that I can't tell her name because she just went in. She had to end up going in protective custody, but she was molested and abused. This might be, you know, probably not appropriate, so I'll try to, yeah, if kids are listening, I just want to be sensitive to that. But she was hurt by her father and her grandfather and became pregnant. And this little girl, in the midst of this, 14, said to me, I don't know why people would want me to kill the baby. It gets me choked up, but it wasn't the baby's fault. And it just, in that moment, I thought, oh, Lord, I'm sitting with this little 14-year-old girl who gets it. And so many people don't. And I'm thinking, out of the mouths of babes, in the pain she went through, the sexually transmitted diseases that this little girl had that couldn't even pee without a spray bottle full of ice water because she was in so much pain her whole life. And I thought, how can she say that? And then another one of my dear friends who had a child out of a rape case in college, and everybody fought her. Everybody said, you should just kill that baby because that they said that. Kill the baby because it's just going to be like the dad. And she said, I can't do it. It's my baby. It's in me.
Yeah.
And so she went through having her child, raised him. He's a teenager today. He's in college. And she ended up having an issue later on in life that prevented her from ever having children again. And she told me, she said, had I not looked at that as a blessing, I never would have experienced a miracle of childbirth in that ugliness that the enemy meant for harm. God turned to good and beauty. And she says, and I have my son. So I share that because I do want to bring that really hot topic and that one question that everybody battles all the pro-lifers with and say, I've been with those ladies and I've held them. And each one of them had more strength than I could say I would have in that moment. I'm going to be honest. They did, because I've contemplated abortion in a situation I was in when I was younger. And I ended up getting my cycle the very day that I got bought the pregnancy test because I was freaking out. And it ended up being that it wasn't. But I thought in that moment, what these ladies went through, there's so many out there. You have the strength to keep going forward. You have life inside of you for a reason. No matter what anyone says, it's your decision and your decision alone. But do it educated and know that you're carrying life and you were a life just like that life.
Well, the other part of that, too, is that what other situation is somebody given the death penalty for something they had absolutely nothing to do with? And we are adamant about how wrong death penalty is in our country and how many times that has been unjustly carried out. And yet we cannot see this. We cannot see this with the children.
Nope. Mm.
Well, here's just a few of the abortion risks, and I've pretty much experienced all of them. Abdominal pain, infection, perforation of the uterus, cervical incompetence, injury to the cervix, guilt, depression, suicidal feelings, and yes, people do die from botched abortions. I would say that one of the most prevalent things in my life was the depression and the suicidal feelings. Because when you think about aborting your own baby, that child's life has no value. And if you're not, your nurturing instincts are not carried through in the form of childbirth, you have pretty much shut down your emotional life, your emotional system. And that's devastating to our society.
It is.
Really is.
Isn't it amazing how we cry for those that miscarry?
Yeah.
Same people will be the very ones that say it's a glob of cells.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're so happy when there's a pregnancy test and you're happy for that glob of cells, quote unquote. But when it's inconvenience or when we need to hide a secret or when it's just shameful,
right.
Then it's a glob of cells. We're just going to make it that to make it easier.
I see that we have three more questions on our list, but I also see that we have five easy steps here in front of me. Do you guys want to hit that before we hit the other questions, or so that we can get all this in?
Well,
I think we covered all the questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so too, but one of the things that we do really want to talk about, here in California, any person who's under the age of 18, their parents have no rights to know if they're pregnant or to stop them from having an abortion.
And that's wrong.
In the state of California.
That's wrong.
A parent has no right to be notified if their child under the age of 18 is pregnant. So you want to talk about preying on kids. What we'd like to do to counteract that is there is a petition for being able to put this on the ballot right now that is for parental notification. The initiative is abortion access restriction, parental notification, and waiting period for females under 18. The group that is involved with this is called the Californians for Parental Right. And we're asking for people to get these petitions signed and in as soon as possible, because we right now don't have any rights as parents.
Mm.
You have no rights at all regarding what they call reproductive rights.
And that's just wrong.
It's terribly wrong.
That's not the state's kid. That's not the state's kid. That's a parent's kid. So a parent should have a right to say what's up with their children and what...
Okay, and here's a statistic. Over 16,000 abortions are performed yearly in California on teens under 18 years. These teens suffer emotional and medical consequences as a result of abortion.
That.
And they don't know. Their parents
don't
know.
That's sad.
And the solution in this parental notification petition is that it will require that a parent be notified at least 48 hours before an abortion is performed on his or her daughter under the age of 18.
Mm. One of the things that I've also heard about the rape cases mm-hmm. is, and the incest that happens,
yes.
is if somebody had reported it instead of allowed their abortion to happen, the abuse would stop. Instead, those poor girls, it's perpetuated and over and over and over again. This is not okay. We're required to report all sorts of things as teachers, as people on the street. You know, to stop violence from happening. What worse violence is there? I don't know.
Exactly.
The other part, and this is about, you know, again, educating people, what you need to educate people about. There's breast cancer risk from abortion as well. Mm. Breast cancer is, I mean, basically 73 studies worldwide since 1957 have shown that women who experience an induced abortion are at an increased risk of breast cancer. These are documented studies, and the repercussions of breast cancer in the world right now. Basically, breast cancer is the leading cancer in women worldwide.
That's crazy.
So this is the easiest thing to stop. Mm. Don't have an abortion, and that will decrease your risks, or sure as heck won't increase your risks. That doesn't mean that I want to qualify this. Yeah. It doesn't mean that everybody who's got breast cancer had abortion. Please do not make that assumption, okay? That's totally unfair.
Yeah.
But it is a risk factor, as tobacco is a risk factor for lung cancer, as asbestos is a cancer, a risk factor for people, again, who have lung cancer. These are issues that are huge, and again, and I have to say this, for people who are on birth control, especially, do not put your young kids on this. This is a known carcinogen since 1983, guys. 1983. And what is the first thing that a physician does to your daughter who's got issues with their period?
Yeah, period.
Instead of finding out what is the problem. And I will ask you, if you're a woman, a mom, who takes in their kid to a doctor, demand that they figure out what's going on, and there are ways to do it. So, you know, we have to be the pressure behind this, because it's too easy to give a pill.
Yeah, I always tell people it is, you know, God gave you that child and picked you specifically for that child. And that's kind of how I am with my girls. I do holistic counseling, and it's just become a passion of mine, because I think, wow, the body, you know, it's already got the wired response to heal itself. You just got to find the trigger. That's all you got to do. It's really
Amen.
Simple. So if the body's abnormal in the cycle area, there really isn't a need for that. It's just figuring out what's causing that and then addressing it, and then it goes away.
Absolutely.
So I completely wholeheartedly agree with you on that. And moms, be proactive and be protective. Be a lioness and arise.
If somebody wants those petitions that we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. please give me a call. I've got a bunch.
Okay.
Where else could they get them if they...
We've got about 5 minutes left.
On the form, it says you can get them. If you
How to get more petition sheets. Call toll-free 844-335-5548 or email petitions at caparentalrights.org, and they'll mail you some petitions.
And there's a website, too, that's caparentalrights.org. So please pick this up, sign it, get everybody you know to sign it, and turn them in. These have to be in before March 1st, though.
Okay.
So there is a deadline here.
So we'll put that as posted.
I also want to say for 40 Days for Life, getting back to that, if anybody has any questions, please, we have an email site. If you're not comfortable calling me, which is fine, it's 40dayschico@gmail.com. So 40dayschico@gmail.com.
I'm going to close out in a prayer. And yeah. Have these ladies pray over listening.
Is there anything else that you guys want to say within the last few seconds?
I just want you to be encouraged because there's so much negativity in this subject.
That's right.
I have to tell you, being out on the sidewalk praying, I see the love of God all the time. And even me, who's been out there doing this, you know, for 5 years now, I get the butterflies as well. But again, what's the first thing I do? Come, Holy Spirit, be with me. And please let me minister to the people and pray for everybody. And again, like Leslie mentioned, sometimes people flip you off or you know.
Ignorance.
That's just their way of saying hello.
That's all. In all honesty, it's their indication that they're hurting. Yeah. So, Lord, heal them.
Exactly. Yes.
So that's my biggest prayer.
And also for a 40 Days for Life campaign, we also have usually a around the 20th day candlelight vigil, or depending on the weather, we'll be inside. And the candlelight vigils are really powerful. That's something that a lot of people really like to attend. And at the end or towards the end, we might have a potluck so that we can get to know each other, because you can imagine we're on the street and we hardly ever cross paths except for at the kickoff and maybe the candlelight vigil. So we all want to get together and encourage each other at the end of the 40 days.
I love food.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love food.
We did it again.
You're not invited, Curtis.
I'm so glad that there's so much joy in this recording studio. And I just want to personally say thank you to Leslie and Mary and Curtis for all of us being here to really kind of just change this and make it about life and what we're for and not what we're against. We're for loving. We're for that unconditional love that Jesus spoke of, to embrace these people where they're at, to love them to their identity.
This is not a hatred thing. This is a love thing.
It isn't. We're supposed, like if a child was crying because it was lost in a store, then we would just run to that child and say, where's your mommy? How can I help you?
Which
and
is,
we
I'm
need to
Canada.
Have that attitude, you know,
do.
And you ladies have that. I mean, the people out there don't really get to see you unless you go to these vigils, which I hope you do. And the 40 Day of Life thing happening at the church too, but to see them and just look into their eyes, that I just have to tell you, these ladies just have the light and the love of Jesus, and it's powerful. And these are women and mothers to others, that this is what we need in the body of Christ today, is to remember to love.
But I also want to reach out to anybody who's had an abortion, who's suffering. Please, there are groups out there. One of them is Rachel's Vineyard, where I've seen miracles of healing occur right in front of my eyes. Which I will always be grateful to Leslie, because she dragged me to it, and I was dragging. And it was truly a miracle to watch these women. And we just ask right now, we just ask for God to come and touch each person who's been affected in any way, shape, or form by abortion, whether it was when you were young, whether it was when, and you might be 90 years old right now and have hidden it from yourself and from all people around you. Or you might have, you know, encouraged somebody to have an abortion rather than give them hope that they could be the mother that they were meant to be. Lord, I just ask you right now, in Jesus' name, I ask the Holy Spirit to come. And let's all, we know the Lord's Prayer. Let's say right now, all of us together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. kingdom and the glory is yours.
Yeah,
thank you,
right.
Jesus. Amen.
All righty. Well, until next week, folks, have a great week, and we'll be on next week with some missionaries. So God bless you until then. Bye-bye now.
Christ Today is a local nonprofit and non-denominational ministry here on KKXX. You can contact Curtis Smith with your feedback toll-free at 855-930-1045. That's 855-930-1045. And join us every Saturday at 11 here on KKXX for more Christ Today.